It's Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Peter Biello. A number of projects are currently underway to bring more tourism to the Northeast Kingdom. Thousands of jobs are expected to be created or preserved in the region in the next 5 years, but planning is needed to train potential workers. I'm speaking now with Cindy Robillard from the Department of Labor. She recently co-authored a new report released by the Labor Department addressing these concerns. Cindy, welcome.
Good morning.
So can you give us a very brief overview of what's being constructed in the Northeast Kingdom and what kinds of new jobs we can expect to see in the next few years?
Sure. In the hospitality sector, which is really what we're talking about, there are about 5 projects based on the work of the EB-5 investment development that we've been made aware of.
EB-5 being the visa program that gets people from other countries into the country.
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. The first project around hospitality will be the stateside hotel project, which is underway right now, opening in the fourth quarter of this year. There are then slated to be 2 separate projects at the Burke Mountain area, and those are looking to open in 2014 and 16. There's a Renaissance renovation project slated for downtown Newport, which will create several hospitality sector jobs, slated for approximately 2015, and then the Newport Conference Center and Marina, which is a little further out, probably 2016 or 17. So there are 5 major projects proposed.
And these projects are developing a lot of demand for hospitality workers. What are the challenges that you're seeing as far as preparing the local workforce for these jobs?
I think that the main challenge probably is that, historically, I think people have sort of entered the hospitality arena by default. Often people take jobs as young adults, serving waiting tables, maybe doing some housekeeping work, and those jobs fit their lifestyle at the time. And for certain people, they are able to move up through the ranks, move into leadership positions, but often they're sort of short-term because they don't necessarily meet their long-term needs and goals. So what we'd like to be able to do is have people sort of elect hospitality as a choice rather than have it be an option by default and really understand the career pathways that are available with some of the hospitality careers.
And in your report, you mentioned that there is concern about finding workers who have basic skills like showing up to work on time, critical thinking skills, work ethic. How do you address those concerns?
We've been partnering very closely with local training and educational providers, both career and technical education centers, the North Country Career Center in Newport, Green Mountain Career and Technical Education Center in Hyde Park. They provide excellent job readiness and career readiness programs for their secondary students, and then they also have adult education programs that address these needs. The Community College of Vermont offers a program called the Governor's Career Ready Certificate Program, which is really all about gaining the necessary basic work readiness skills, and is especially appropriate for adults re-entering this possibly the workforce. There's also career readiness programs through adult education programs, alternative adult education programs, such as Northeast Kingdom Learning Services. So we have all of those players are very much aware of the needs, and they're very much willing to help and provide the programs necessary for that basic skill development.
And there definitely are workers in the Northeast Kingdom who need jobs. Is there concern that these jobs will be filled by people living outside the area?
Well, a couple of things. We know that these jobs are going to come online sort of sequentially. We don't need to ramp up to a large number. You know, there's going to be a good period of time over which these projects will come online and we'll need to fill these openings. We also know that people travel quite a distance for some of these, especially some of the better paying jobs in the hospitality sector. So, you know, we're looking at drawing people in from surrounding counties to the Northeast Kingdom, Franklin, Lamoille, obviously Orleans, Caledonia, and Essex. So I think that if we think about it that way over a period of time and expand the region just a little bit, we can be fairly confident that we'll be able to fill the openings with Vermonters.
Well, the reason I ask is because I wonder if you just don't have time to train. You say, I just need someone now, and the people who are most likely to be available for these jobs are people who happen to live in other states who just moved to Vermont, and suddenly they're here, and then the Vermonters who are already here don't have that job.
Well, I, I do think that we do have the gift of some pre-planning time, and so we're definitely going to optimize that and be working to prepare the local workers who want to enter this workforce over that time. But, I mean, there probably will be some influx of workers for maybe higher skill positions or, you know, specific positions that are a little harder to find if there is a need in the immediate future. So, yes, that could happen.
Though, of course, in your report, you do list among the jobs you expect to be created, housekeeping, simple room cleaning kind of jobs will be among the greatest demand, not the kind of job that necessarily requires a lot of education.
No. In fact, our conversations with hospitality sector employers really always come back to the need for strong basic skills, strong reliability, solid transportation plans, and just a really good basic work ethic. And, you know, in many cases, they're willing to put people who meet those basic qualifications to work and train them around their specific processes. So, no, there will not be a lot of training needed for those particular positions, but we just need people who will be reliable and meet the employer's basic needs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Cindy Robillard, and she's with the Vermont Department of Labor.